They sort of hit on it a little bit already, so I won't be but about 10 minutes or so. You know, we're reaching high, very, very high. And, you know, one of the things she said is, you know, it's more the kingdom than the church. And she gave the example of the Pharisaical type religion that's still pretty earthly. But, you know, and of course, she's absolutely right. And she said today is the day of lifting and we got to see things above, you know, where our vision is. And, you know, that we can't love the world. And I've heard and, of course, know those scriptures about that. But I want to share some things about that this morning to you who, as was said already, that God loves so much that he would drag you to your destined end until you start to get a hold of yourself. And you really start to trust. Yes. You really start to trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, right? Because it really does take absolute trust. It's just trust. Because we can't go by what your eyes see and you can't go by what your ears hear. You got to learn him and learn to trust him so deep, you know. And that's the kind of love that we are part of. And that's the kind of house that we are part of. And that's his house. And that's the way he leads. He leads, we trust. He leads, we trust, you know. And of course, our heads get in the way and our eyes get in the way. And our old way of thinking gets in the way. But here's God saying, I don't care. You're still going to trust me. So, you know, even if you had to be dragged here this morning, believe me, you need to be here. Because, you know, the days are too short and times are too serious for us to do anything other than trust him. And it has to keep growing and growing and growing until it just comes falling out of our nature. I trust Jesus. I don't know about you, but I trust the Lord. I don't know about you, but I trust the Lord. It's like that little song that Amanda and Crystalline did. I love God. What about you, right? And if you love him, you trust him. See? It's easy to say, but we talk love him is trusting him. And it's so important, you know, trust is not, you know, trust is an everyday lifetime type of deal. You know, I trust you. I trust you explicitly. I'm going to trust you no matter what it looks like. I'm going to trust you if the light never dawns or whatever. I'm going to trust you, you know. It's a deep thing. It's not just a piddly little word, you know. I'm going to trust you. In other words, I'm abandoning trusting myself. I'm going to abandon trusting myself and what it looks like, and I'm going to trust you. See, that trust includes you, trusting you. And so that's kind of the hard part sometimes. But see, you know, Pastor Jerry doesn't like getting up behind Chris. I don't look like getting up behind Pastor Jerry. Because there is a light that's dawning. And there is a new kingdom that men never knew about, that they never knew about. It never entered into their minds. They never had a thought about it. It was too big for them to even conceive of. You mean you have a whole new kingdom? You must. Even when the disciples were following them, he said, I'm going to establish my kingdom. They couldn't conceive of a kingdom that was spiritual. It had to be another kingdom that looked like Rome or looked like Greece or something. I'm not talking about anything material. And he has the nerve to say, you know, it's my good pleasure to give it to you. But it did not enter into men's minds. Yeah, that's a wow. What do you mean? Come on, God. You mean you're going to conceive? You're going to bring something about that we don't even know about yet? And here he is, where we absolutely had no idea where he was leading us to something that was miles apart from man's imaginations, but if you trust me, I'm going to lead you there. I don't know what kind of love that is. Jesus, when you set up your kingdom, I want to be there. They're thinking naturally. You don't know what you're asking, he said. You don't even know what my kingdom even looks like. You don't know that it's not going to ever fail, that it's going to go on through eternity. You've never been a part of that kind of kingdom before. You knew about the Egyptian kingdom that failed. You knew about the Babylonian kingdom that failed. You knew about the Roman kingdom that's going to fall. You know about all the kingdoms in the world. You don't know anything about the one I got. And so here's Robert in Texas, and God's pulling on him and saying, I got a kingdom that's not going to ever fall. It's not going to ever fall. You don't know much about it, but I'm starting to pull on you from Texas, from Germany, right? Wherever else he lived. I don't know where else he lived. Philadelphia, whatever. I don't care where you are. I'm pulling on you for something eternal. You know, Karen was raised in Richmond. Richmond is nothing. You think Virginia has a commonwealth? Wait till you walk in this higher commonwealth. That men can't even conceive of. But see, here's the problem. You got to trust me, because only I'm the one that conceived of it. You don't know how it worked. You don't know how it works. You don't know how I got here. You don't know how it works. So all you can do is, Pastor Ross, is trust me. See, it doesn't work like you think it's going to work. Man, I look at this stuff. You know, when Pastor Jerry was preaching, and she was preaching about B, and here's B on the beach with the sparkling water. And it was just like paradise. And B says he looks up and he sees the earth. Why is God showing us this stuff? Why is God showing us this stuff? There's a whole new kingdom, right? And see, here's the part I really like. I think, and I've thought about that B dream a lot. See, when y'all were singing a song about freedom, freedom, nothing like freedom. B was free from the one that was over there. See, that's why it had a spiritual ring to the song. It's not just being free from debt or free from whatever, hunger or whatever. You're free from another world. You're free from a whole different kingdom, earthly kingdom that's going to fall. Babylon's going to fall. The United States is going to fall. Russia's going to fall. Every kingdom on this earth is going to fall. The world's going to pass away. It's all going to pass away. Think about that. It's all going to pass away. Do you know what kind of freedom you really got? It's all going to pass away. All of it's going to just crumble. And God said, wait a minute, I have an eternal one. And you don't. And see, I'm going to start giving y'all dreams and visions about it. I'm going to give you truth and revelation about it. The putty is going to come off of your eyes about it. So then you can start hating it. So you can start loving it not. Because, you know, when we are part of it, we start to love it. You know what? You know, this world can do some bad stuff, but I still kind of like it, you know. It's kind of like where Mike's from. They had a little bumper sticker, I love New York. So we got to baptize him again. Right? You know, so a lot of people, bumper sticker, I love the world. It may not be written in that bumper sticker, but it's written on their heart. You try to take it away from them. You try to take it away from them. What do you mean? You religious. People love the world. And that's why he says, love not the world, what, or the things of the world. Because any man love the world, the love of my heavenly Father from a different kingdom is not in you. So what God does to Kristen, he starts putting the love of the kingdom inside of her, right? Starts evaporate the love for this world, and she starts hating this world, and she starts feeling like, I don't really belong to this world. There's something, I'm just a stranger here. I actually belong to the one that B saw from the beach that was up there. I actually belong to the one on the beach with the sparklers. The one up there, I don't belong to. I don't belong to that globe, that planet. Where Satan's the god of.
That's right.
Well, Satan's the god of that thing. It's all fallen into his control. That's why he could offer it all to Jesus. I'll give you all these kingdoms. I'll give you all these kingdoms of this world right here. Just bow down and worship me. You think you don't get the same temptation? Just, you know what Satan's big thing is? I just got to keep, I don't care if you get saved. You can get born again and die when you go to heaven. But you just got to stay in this world with me. You just stay. I'll do whatever I can to keep you here with me. Okay, you saved, but you don't know nothing about that heavenly order yet. And you still going to serve me down here. That's what he is, you know. So as soon as you start peeking out of it, right, you start seeing, so when y'all start listening to me, and I start talking about another order, here comes Satan. You know, he crazy. What about B's dream? He had too much pizza. What about James getting delivered and raised back up? It could happen to anybody. What about Jerry beating cancer, you know, from a power from another world? You know, every once in a while something happened. What about God getting healed the other week? You know, she probably wasn't that sick anyway. Yeah. What about Shelly's ankles, big swollen ankles, swollen like big old, you know, cucumbers? You know, it came back. That's another lesson. The more we get into that kingdom, the less sickness is going to bother us. But Satan's going to try to defeat that on every turn he can, see. Because we belong to another order. Amen. Our eyes just have to be open, right? Our eyes just got to get open to a new place, a new Jerusalem. The scriptures call it in Galatians. Paul says, I'm a part of the new Jerusalem. Not the earthly one. Not the earthly one, Taba. But there's a heavenly Jerusalem that Rob belonged to when he was in Germany, and God's starting to open his eyes to it. Now he can sing, I'm free, thank God I'm free. Right? You know, there's a spiritual note to freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty from this world. So you walk around this world, you say, well, remember he said you're in it, but you're not what? Okay. You're not of it. Well, where are you off? Another world. See, God keeps lifting you up. Lifting you up. See, this is why you got to trust him. This is why you have to trust. This is why we have to trust. Our only way of going is trust. It's kind of like Israelites. I really, when you read about this, here they come out of Egypt. And as bad as Egypt was, they knew where the next meal was coming from. Even though they're trouncing bricks, they knew they were going to eat. Somebody's going to ring the bell at 6 o'clock, and they were going to eat. And they were going to eat some garlic and some onions, Mike, and some dates. But here's what happens in the kingdom. See, those resources, they in Egypt, those resources, they grew it themselves. It was the product of their own strength. It's what their own hands could do. It's what they could see. It's about their ingenious ideas. I can sneak a crop in where the Egyptians don't know about it. They don't know I have this. The ingenuity was getting them by. Then they get delivered. And now they're going to have to trust God. Prove me now with. They have to prove now God, because I got you out of the old kingdom, Egypt. I'm getting you in the new kingdom, but it's a wilderness. You can't trust what you see. Are you sure you got a new kingdom, God? Why is there a wilderness in your kingdom? Because I got to teach you, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that come out of my mouth. Your heart's got to start getting full of trust. Not once in a while. Not when you get in bad situations. But prove me today. Today or tomorrow. Again today. Prove me now. Prove me now. Every day you're going to have to depend on supernatural something coming from another realm. That's why it's hard. At the beginning, it's so hard. Because you got to trust, you know. So many people tell me, I love this scripture, James, brother of Jesus. I'm repeating your stuff, James, brother of Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. All your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Think about what that means. I just transferred into a new kingdom. I just transferred into a new kingdom that I know nothing about. And all I can do, glow, is just trust. With all my heart, Lisa, trust. No matter how it looks like in your song this morning, I got to trust. Trust me, I love that last song they sang. Lord, we trust you, even if it's bad. I wish I knew the words. Even if it was bad, even if it was da-da-da-da-da. Even if it looks like the mountain's going to fall on you. See, that gets to the bottom of your heart. That you lose yourself in that kind of trust.
Yeah.
Right? You die to yourself. With all your heart and lean not to your understanding. This is them in the wilderness. This is them in a whole new kingdom that they knew nothing about. At least in the old one, they knew where the food was going to come from. And God said, you don't know where your food is going to come from. It's no different than Abraham. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to tell you, leave your old family, right? Old world, leave your old family. And I'm going to take you to a new one. But you're not going to know where you're going. Isn't that what she just preached up here? I nudge the glove. She just on my lesson again. You got a whole new one. But it looks like, it's like Ron said the other week, you got to learn how to drink differently, eat differently, put your shoes on differently. You got to learn how to think differently. You got to learn how to see differently. Everything's new and everything is of God. None of it is of Robert. All of it is of God. Old things passed away. All things are made new. And all things are of God. He does it all. So all you can do is trust. All you can do is trust tomorrow. Love not the world or the things of the world. Any man love the world if he love the Father is not in him. Because everything that's in the world... The pride, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, what? And the pride of life. You know what the pride of life is? I know how to grow my own vegetables. I know I have enough wisdom to get by. I can make it on my own resources, you know. I was talking to Mike about this. You know, we have that little saying. Mike would call it the colored person's Bible saying. God helps those who help themselves. And we kind of want to latch to that thing because, you know, it's kind of like, you know what? Y'all know that saying, right? Okay. Yeah. Look, y'all feeling guilty because y'all probably said it. Now you can stop looking for it in your Bible because it's not in there. It is not in there. It is not in there. As a matter of fact, it's contrary. All that is your pride. You saying, I got to get before God. I got to help myself and then God going to start helping me. That's a lie. That's called the pride of life. That's the pride of life and God hates it. Because he's the one, all things are of God. He's got to do it in your life. He's the one's going to set you free from this world and from yourself and from, you know. You start trying to help yourself. Valisa texts me back. You start trying to help yourself. The Holy Spirit got no room in your life. The more you try to help yourself, the less room the Holy Spirit got to move in your life. What am I supposed to do? Trust? See, I'm talking about a different kind of trust. See, I'm not talking about just a little menial trust. I'm talking about I'm trusting with my heart, right? And if my life goes down, it goes down. So be it. Like the guys in the world and those boys, fire. If it go down, it go down. I'm going to go down trusting to the bone.
Come on,
Dan. You got no other option. I got no other option. Why? Because I belong to another kingdom. Has a different higher law into it. That's all what the Sermon on the Mount's all about. You know, blessed are the meek, Why? They don't try to make it themselves. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Why? Because they have another person supplying them. Poor is good. All poor means is somebody's going to richly take care of you. That's all poor means. I want to be poor as the dirt. I want to be poor as the dirt. If I can learn to be poor, then the riches are going to come flowing. I don't have a care for anything. It's a Sermon on the Mount. You know, it's the kingdom stuff. It's the kingdom stuff. It's the kingdom stuff. Welcome to the kingdom. Well, we don't take care of our own needs. Somebody else, we're like that lily. We're like the flower. The face not right because somebody else. Are y'all following me? Man, that be us. Man, that be me. That be me, Matt. You know, the Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. Because I've risen. Pastor Jerry says it's lifting day. Because I've risen to another order, another kingdom, that there is no lack up there. And the more I walk in that resurrection, the higher that life gets inside me, gets around me, the smell starts coming off of me. Shelly's always having dreams, right? She was telling me last week. Where's Shelly? Telling me last week. She said, "Oh, Pastor, I had a dream about you." I'm like, "Oh, boy." You know, God's just gifting her with that. She said, "I was dreaming that you had this new car, you know." And she said, it was like everybody was saying, "What's this new car? This thing is beautiful, whatever, whatever." And I could smell the new smell in it. And she said, the Lord said that that's not the new smell of the car. That's this new smell of me on him.
Jesus. You just got to get closer, Mike. Woo! Come on now. Woo! Jesus.
He's lifting us.
That's what he's doing.
He's lifting us out of material. So you can get caught up in the new car, right? You get caught up, "Oh, bless God, I finally got one." What's more? Come on. 1,000 times better is the smell. I'd rather be in this kingdom where the smell gets on you. Look, I'm forgetting about the car. I'll figure out the car later. The smell of this divine order. That, like you said, God knew about before you even were born, and you had no clue about, and he had to drag you to it, even though you were desperately ignorant of it.
Desperately ignorant of it.
I don't care. And if I can find somebody who will be draggable, right? I just need to be draggable, because I know you're not going to first walk right in there. At least be draggable, Tom. Listen, that dirt feels good. That dirt feels really good. Because when you're being dragged, you can start to hear the faint, distant sounds of freedom. Right? Just like they sang this morning. You start when you're being dragged, if you stop and stop complaining, you can feel, wait a minute, that's freedom. That's a note of freedom attached to this dragging. And I can hear Roz and Stan and Mike and Dre and Rock. He's singing, "Freedom, freedom." But it's coming from another country. It's coming from another country that men can't, you know, like dogs can hear stuff that men can't. Men can't hear this note of freedom. But this is coming from a commonwealth of the new Israel and the new Jerusalem that God had founded a long time ago that men lost sight of. But these 28 people in here, God are destined to hear it. He put a faith in you. He put a nature in you. He put a spirit in you to hear from above. So then you can start giving it to your baby. And so instead of 28, next time it's 2,800. right? You know, our generation might not see it all, but if these people get it off on the next, here come Drew, here come Cammy, here come Tyler, here comes the babies, here come the grandbabies, here come. See, this thing is eternal. Are y'all listening? It's eternal. And God's so desperate. I got to start somewhere. I got to start somewhere. So we got the responsibility to live like heaven. Enjoy the dragging. Don't complain about the dragging, because I'm telling you, he's dragging you right into a whole new order. He's dragging you to a whole new order. Despite what you thought, despite what you think about yourself, despite your good days and your bad days, despite about your good times and your bad times, despite how it looks on the outside or who says something about you, God said, I have one direct thing for you to get into the heavenly kingdom. Even if I only can find 5 people out of a whole city, if I can find 5 people, that makes me feel good. That's how important it is. Love not the world, because I have another world for you. It's a lifting up time, Geraldine Dickens. It's a lifting up time, Geraldine Dickens. It's a lifting up time, Geraldine Dickens. We take flight.
Yes.
This world means nothing to me. I'm just a stranger and a sojourner in it. You know, Missy had the teaching, you know, that we're, what's that word, Rocky left? That we're just, you know, vagabonds. We're teaching it to the children. She's teaching it to the children. We're just tent dwellers, she had. She had pictures of tents on the children's lesson. We're just tent dwellers. We don't belong here. We're just here temporarily. We're citizens from above. Our conversation is in heaven. You know, I really feel the Holy Spirit moving deeply on us. From the worship to Pastor Jerry, bless her heart. Even to the offering, right? Here's the Holy Spirit yoking all this together so you can see it. This world is in such terrible shape, but we sort of blindly, superficially look at it, you know, this thing is bad. It's a crooked and perverse generation. It's horrible. Unless you can get some kingdom people can go in that hospital and not only opening their eyes to their spirit up, but get their bodies healed too, it's not going to get any better. See, God's trying to get as many out as he can. You know, the world is a prison. It's just a prison. That's why the song y'all sang this morning is so wonderful. Freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from this world, because it's a prison. It's just a big prison house. Unfortunately, the church is a big part of it. Getting hot. With B. Hands get hot, right, B? I'm getting hot. My hands are getting hot. We transcend things. You know, Tara wasn't born for this worldly order. She was not born. When she came out of your womb, she was not born for this world. She was not born for this worldly order. She'll never fit. She'll never fit. You know, her frustration is going to be, this is just an example. Her frustration is going to be, I want to fit with everything's around me, but I don't. And especially if I grow spiritually, I don't fit anymore. And that's all about testimony, right? What does the scripture say? You're peculiar people. You're peculiar people. Can you do a scripture for me, Pastor? 1 Peter 2, Oh. Can you do a drag? Yeah. All right. Look at verse 5. You're like living stones. Built into a, what kind of, a spiritual house. Right? You belong to a spiritual house. For holy, dedicated consecration, right? We're standing on holy ground. Priesthood to offer up those things, spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God. Spiritual sacrifices are acceptable to God. Go to 7. Go to a 9. 11. Beloved, I implore you as aliens and strangers, exiles in this world. Abstain from this, that, and the other, right? We're exiles. Exiles. We don't belong here. We belong to another world. All right. I think I want to end by going back to Israel in the wilderness. I think I want to end that way. And so they're our example, and I want to show you, I want to show you this. This is what God's want to show you. God wants to show you, and you and me, this is what he wants to show us. When Israel was in Egypt, here's God saying, I'm going to get you to a place of freedom. I'm going to get you out of Egypt, type of the world, into, just get out of there. Even though you go in the wilderness first, there's some lessons to learn in there. Eventually you'll get higher, 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 but you got to go. So even when Miriam was doing her tambourine on the other side of the Red Sea, she sensed freedom. But not only natural freedom, she sensed a spiritual freedom. And that's what you got to see. So, you got Egypt, right? And you got Pharaoh, and you got gold, and all of the beautiful, they were rich materially. They had gold this, gold that, all the tombs were gold. But behind all of those gold artifacts were those spiritual monsters. Do you know why the plague of the frogs came? Because Egypt worshipped them frogs. This is Raquel. Every plague was a god. Do you know why that Nile turned to blood? Because they worshipped the Nile. All God was after, he wasn't after Pharaoh. He was after those spiritual gods. It was God of the kingdom against the God of this world. So when Miriam's playing that thing, I'm not only free from Egypt, I'm free. I'm free from them demons. I'm free from the prison house in the spirit. Now we get to worship spiritual sacrifices, not of Satan's world anymore, that he's the god of. I'm free indeed, Mike. Who's the son set free? Not only am I free from Egypt, I'm free from them demons over Egypt. I'm free indeed. I got a liberty that makes me want to dance up here like you want to dance as you were singing them songs and playing stuff. Because there's a freedom in the spirit that's much bigger. God, loose me from such and such. Loose me from such. But loose me from the demon over such and such. Loose me from the world and the god of this world. That's where my freedom comes in. That's when sickness starts to decrease. That's when worry starts to decrease. That's when pain starts to decrease. When you get out of the world system, God's trying to get Israel not out of just out of Egypt. He's trying to get them out of a system that rules it all. You know, we dance when we get a new car. You see why what Chelly Dream meant to me? I could have danced because I got a new car. What I'm really dancing about is the aroma of Christ. And I'm losing that old world stuff. And, you know, I'm not losing just the old car smell. I'm losing the old world smell. We're climbing. And that's why we got, Rain, that's why we got to keep sharing this with you. Because it's easy to just sort of cap off in the natural. And God said, I got so much more for you. The kingdom of God is awaiting you. Full of supply. Prove me every day. Prove me every day. And see if I won't bring that kingdom to you. See if I won't bring that kingdom. Don't get lax about it. Every day, don't get lax. So you're like, oh, bless God. I got blessed yesterday. You know, now you go back and watch too much television. Why? Right? Easy happens, doesn't it? You slide right back. Don't get lax about it. The kingdom keeps wanting to keep coming in your life. More today than more tomorrow. It's more of that kingdom. Let that kingdom keep coming. Let that will keep coming. You know, the outward man perish, but the inward man is just grows day by day by day by day. Don't stop. Don't stop. We get blessed. We had 3 healings recently. We're going to have 12 more next time around. Don't let it stop. The kingdom's trying to increase in our lives, our daily delight, you know. Rob say every day is a feast, and the feasts get bigger. Now here's our upward trajectory. We got an upward trajectory. It won't stop, you know. Sometimes you got to look down and say, "Woo, this," you know. The flesh is melting away. The flesh is melting away. No matter what I don't care what it is. It's melting away. I say Karen's disease can't stay. Y'all say amen. What's going to keep what happened to Shelly and Glow from continuing to happen? That they feel the love of God and then the disease start melting. There's more testimonies coming. I'm telling you right now. Why? We don't belong to Egypt anymore, and we don't belong to the gods of Egypt. That's a big deal right there. And here comes, you know, his pastor Jerry stealing from my stuff again. She's like, God send the angels. He's going to send angels to help you. Right? I'm sitting there watching Gunsmoke yesterday. I'm sorry, I love Cowboys. I love Cowboys. I watched Gunsmoke on Saturday. Marshall Dillon. Yes, sir, Miss Dillon. Here's the Holy Spirit interrupted me. He said, what makes you think I don't have heavenly marshals to arrest? To arrest those demon spirits that won't give up on your life. You can't get out. I'll send a marshal. And here I'm looking up the word marshal. It's a official in the high courts. High courts, you know, will come and arrest, you know, whatever's going to. So what he's trying to get us in touch with that realm. Otherwise, a marshal is just Matt Dillon. Now a marshal. The marshals go after fugitive spirits. They want to run your life a wreck. And God said, okay, I'm sending my marshal. I can see him sending marshals. I see him sending marshals to your life. Stuff you couldn't get rid of in 1,000 years. He sends the marshal to take it on out. But you got to believe in the supernatural. You got to believe in the supernatural. You can't be complaining on the ground. God, I trust you. I trust you. He's full of love. He's going to send some marshals. I trust you. I don't have to. I'm tired of trying to take care of my own stuff. He can send a minister of finance in your life from heaven. Why am I worried about this stuff? You just seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. And here comes my marshals. That marshal thing getting hot. You seek first the kingdom. Here come Matt Dillon. Hey, Dave. But see, all this though is because we don't belong to the world. See, the marshal is going to get the world. If you love the world, they can't get them. You love the world too much. The marshal come get them, you get upset. Well, I'm serious. I kind of like that demon. Sorry. Why they come for me? Rainy, we want that marshal. Let him come knock on Rodefield's door. Because that's where he's going to come. He's going to come to your house. He ain't going to come here. He's going to come to your house. Because we live. That's where we live. We are the church, right, Pastor Ross, right? We're the church. This building's not it. We're the church. You can come to where you live in your house. Just like the doorposts in Israel and Egypt. They didn't erect the tabernacle. He came to all their doors. He came to all their houses. Why are you going to come to your house? We're going to all eat at Mike's. Whatever you say, Marshal Dillon. Right? Who said, somebody said something. So this is where those double blessings are going to come from. Because they know how, the marshals know how to do it. Them double blessings. We don't know how much is in the way that we need those spirits from heaven to knock that stuff down. You know, we've kind of just thought it was natural. No. As soon as I break that, man, you, kingdom of God come clear and clear. Oh, that's the kingdom. He, their heirs, they sent to the heirs of salvation. How much more? We don't want to neglect this great salvation. We don't want to neglect those marshals coming in here. God, we need help from another realm. We can't do this stuff. Get my pride out of the way. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. And you got some, listen, remember the last plague was the plague of what? Death, right? It's the plague of death. In other words, death is the final enemy. Right. See, after death, ain't nothing left but resurrection. There's nothing left but resurrection. So when they came out of Egypt, they were being resurrected. It's just an example to us. And we turn it into Easter. Yeah. Y'all see, see what the natural mind can do? Mm-hmm. We should have been had this. Yeah. We should have been had this, man. But we done turned it into everything. There was your Pharisees and your, which you was up here stealing my message. But you were right on, thank God. See, we're not the church. We're the kingdom. We walk in resurrection every day. We have that in our testimony over life and offering. Resurrection is ours every day. It was theirs. It was 4,000 years ago. How many it was? It was 2,000 years before Christ. Because God always had it in mind. He had Mike in mind when they were coming out of Egypt. Mike's going to walk in resurrection. I'm going to show it about Egypt. Wake up, Mike. Wake up, Mike. Stop loving this world, Mike. It's nothing but demons and darkness. All you got to do is listen to the news. Florida. That's a demon spirit. You know, the boy did it, but you know who incited that boy to do that? And so over and over and over and over and over and over again, you know. Well, this world's all right, no it ain't. Now is the judgment of this world, Jesus said. Now the prince of this world is going to get cast out. And listen, when I get lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. I'm going to draw you up in the resurrection. When I get lifted up, you're going to come up behind me out of the world. Thank God he got lifted up. I just want to thank him today. I just want to thank you for rising from the dead today. Thank you for rising from the dead and taking me with you. You didn't leave me out. I'm going to trust you. 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 Pastor Gloria is going to do the closing prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we're going to trust you. Jamel is going to walk up out of the hospital. When Pastor Jerry got up here and started talking, I saw him walking. And he's going to dance and rejoice to the Lord for healing him. He's not going to worry about that other God. He's going to serve and praise and rejoice with of our God. It's going to be Jamel's God. He's going to be Jamel's God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. 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 He's going to walk out of there. I'm telling you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. God, I don't know where to begin. Lord, we just thank you. We bless you. We praise you for this day. We thank you for this new world, Lord. This new world, the other world, the kingdom, Father God. We thank you, Father, that we are heirs of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you rose for us and that we rose with you. Thank you for giving us all that belongs to the kingdom because we trust you. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes and making it clear the kingdom of God. Lord, we just bless you and thank you, Lord. We hold on to you, Lord. We hold on to you, Lord. We hold on to you, Lord. As we walk out of this place, Lord, we won't go back to the world. We'll stay in your kingdom with you. Thank you for loving us so much that you would bring us into your kingdom today, Lord. Every day. Every day, Lord, show us how to trust and believe you and hold on to this, what you've shown us, this truth, these truths, Lord, that may they be embedded in us, Lord, not just for our benefit, but, Lord, for the whole world, Lord, for those who are dying, Lord, those who are blind, I mean spiritually dying and spiritually blind, Lord, that they may be part of your kingdom as well. Lord, we bless you and thank you this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.